Astros in search of a fifth straight win, taking on the division rival Angels. Let's pick it up bottom two. Jesse Chavez on the hill for the Halos. He faces Alex Bregman.
Here's the pitch. That's a shot into center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Gattis is going to be waved home. He will score as Trout's throw goes to second. And Bregman has an RBI single. It's 1-0 Houston. Jeffrey Marte will get ready to lead things off for the Angels. Chris Devinsky is in there. He's a 26-year-old right-hander. Here's the next pitch, and that is a swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball popped out of the mid of Gattis, and Marte did not even attempt to run to first base. He just applies the tag on him in the batter's circle. One away. Danny Espinosa, the next batter. So here's the 2-2, and there is a cut and a miss, and he has struck out the first two here to start off the Angels' sixth inning. Maldonado will be the next batter. Here's the pitch, and that's a wave and a miss. He came nowhere close to hitting that changeup, and Devinsky strikes out the side in order. Devinsky's making it look easy. He's faced five batters going back to last inning. He struck out all three of them in the sixth, and he's gotten a couple of easy outs here in the seventh. Mike Trout will be the next batter. They haven't gotten him out tonight. A couple of singles. He's also had a walk.
They had Altuve on the left side now with two strikes. Shoots the right side, and there is a good four-seam fastball in that outside part of the plate that gets Mike Trout to end the inning.
And that's another 1-2-3 inning for Devinsky. Bottom of the eighth inning, still 2-0 in favor of the Houston Astros. So the next batter is Altuve. 0-for-2 with a sac fly. And the first pitch, he lines that one into right center field. That's going to drop in and bounce all the way out to the wall. Reddick will score easily. Altuve's not going to stop at second. He goes for third. The throw there, and he is out. Boy, oh boy, that was perfect execution there by the Angels to gun down Altuve, because he can really run. He'll get an RBI double. They do get a run in. That's only the first out in the inning. But the Angels get him trying to stretch that double into a triple.
The Astros take it 3-0 to stretch their winning streak to five games. Chris Devinsky continues to be a force for the Stros out of their bullpen, now with 21 strikeouts in just 11 innings, only one run given up this season. The Angels came up empty in six at-bats with runners in scoring position. You can't win if you don't score. It's as simple as that. Angels manager Mike Socha lamented the lack of offense in the Angels' 3-0 loss on Monday.
I think we had a bunch of good at-bats at times, and then a couple, obviously, that we didn't get it done. But I thought we hit the ball hard a couple times with guys in scoring position. I thought we I got to a situation where we worked some counts, had his pitch count up. Just left a lot of guys on base early in the game, and Jesse pitched with his back against the wall and really pitched a terrific ball game for us. But we couldn't get that hit early with some guys in scoring position. A couple times we hit the ball hard. Crony hit a bullet to center, and nothing to show for it with a couple guys on. And, we got to keep scratching. I don't think it's pressing, but you're always trying to keep your finger on the pulse of what the frustration level is. And I think our guys, it's been a week where we're having trouble getting that hit that we need. I think the process is right. It's just one of those times right now where we're not getting enough guys on base early in innings and then getting that big hit, and that's what we need.
Joe Musgrove goes for the Stros on Tuesday. He faces Ricky Nolasco.